This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to this Memorial Day 2019 edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce from our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America, and we thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for the great comments we've been getting. I'll mention some names here in a little while. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via satellite, plus to our first responders who are all watching us today, watching over us, taking care of us, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for your service to America, and thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, and yep, people still work on Memorial Day, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and the mechanics keeping those vehicles running and equipment running, construction workers, and believe it or not, the bulk mail centers have still got the independent contractors bringing the mail in from all around the country and dropping off their trailers today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we got a lot of people chiming in. I want to give a special shout out to John, one of our listeners in Salem, Oregon. John, I'm going to read your letters, your letter you sent to us, and probably, let's see, bottom of the hour, about 8 minutes into the bottom of the hour segment. So that'd be about 38 past the hour. So if you want to be listening to that, that's when I'll do that. Now, we've got an election that was held, the European Union elections that took 4 days to complete, and apparently there's been a number of gains by, they're calling them right parties, in the United Kingdom, France, and Italy. Now, what's this all about? We finally got the good guys winning something?
It seems so, and of course, the southern media are calling them far right, which is really kind of annoying.
Yeah, I know it.
But here's, you know, we have France and Britain and Italy. And, you know, all these, I would say politicians there need to necessarily understand that a couple of things really drove the vote. In fact, they had not seen the turnout like this in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that is driving that, or one thing that drove the volume of the votes, the increase in the number of votes, is immigration.
Oh, yeah.
And security.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to do, you know, the voters are really speaking to the fact that we want to be much more pro-business.
Mm-hmm.
We want to gain some kind of control and sovereignty of their own countries.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say this is a shot across the bow to the leadership of the European Union itself.
Well, good.
Yes. So perhaps the rules might be about to change here a little bit when it comes to how the European Union commands all the countries within the European Union.
Yeah.
So that's really a good thing. Because remember, the individual countries in the European Union don't have their own individual laws.
That's correct.
They have to defer to,
mm-hmm.
You know, a common court and
right.
a common law, which is ridiculous.
Now, our president is over in Japan, and he has become the first head of state to officially meet Japan's new emperor. So I guess that's going all right, and the Japanese seem to be really chummy-wummy and happy about everything that's going on. So maybe we'll hear about some new deal or something coming out of this.
Well, trade was certainly part of that conversation, and security is part of the conversation. North Korea is part of the conversation. So, I mean, I think this was a, from what I can tell, it was a pretty good meeting.
Yeah, and you like pretty good meetings when you're talking with your allies because, again, people don't realize, what country is it that owes the largest amount of American debt?
Japan.
That's right. People forget about that. They keep thinking, well, China controls us. No, they really don't. The largest amount of money that's owed by the United States is owed to Japan.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So, folks, again, if you don't know who I'm talking to, it's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, because I realize we have a lot of new listeners that are listening. Every holiday we get several people chiming in and go, man, great show. First time I've been listening to you. And that's been the case tonight. Again, as I told John in Salem, Oregon, we are going to read your letter, and we thank you very much for that. But the new people that I haven't heard from before that have been chiming in range from names like, let's see here, Ray. Ray's in Atlanta, Georgia, listening to us tonight. He's off work tonight, first time he's heard us. We've got Larry, and Larry is in Denver, Colorado. He's telling us, great show. He says you're coming in loud and clear on AM 710 KUNS in Denver. Thank you very much. We've got Sarah. Sarah's listening to us on she's listening to us on the Lubbock station in Lubbock, Texas. And Lisa is listening to us in San Bernardino, California, listening to us tonight, saying, first time I've heard your show. She says, go Gators. So she must be a Gator girl from out there.
Go Gators.
Yeah. All right. Well, getting back to what we're talking about here, I want to tease the fact that when we come back, we are going to talk about the fact that Liz Cheney came out and made a very strong statement about the FBI and the text messages that we're now seeing that it could very well be attributed as treason. Treason, the T word. They want to use the I word. I guess we'll use the tree word because it's pretty close, and we'll see where we go with that. And by the way, Rolling Thunder isn't going anywhere. They'll be back next year. The president has said they will be back. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And what do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you ask? Well, guess what? They trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. Now, this applies whether or not you use a gun, a knife, a club, a bat, a stick, a hammer, a wrench, whatever, or your fist to defend yourself, because we all know that the last person standing is the first person law enforcement authorities are going to look at. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. Now, you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side. All you need to do is go over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on that nice red, white, and blue logo link that's right there for the USCCA. And take advantage, first of all, of the free gun a day giveaway. Every day it changes, a different gun every day. And after you do that, check out what it's like to be a member. And there's various levels of membership that you can join at. But no matter what level you join at, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including a really nice carry-all bag. You can put everything in there from your gun supplies to maybe a little fishing tackle. Maybe you can put some other stuff in there. Maybe you're going to go camping, put a first aid kit and some other things in there. And it's really nice stuff that you get. Plus, don't forget the magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine, too, out of the last 3 years. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, come in.
Hello, hello.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney lit everything up yesterday when she said, and I'm going to use the quote because I want to get this right, she said, "And the conversations that have been had, the origins of the FBI Russia probe, sound an awful lot like a coup and could very well be treason," end of quote.
Well,
the words being used are certainly hyperbolic here these days, aren't they?
They most certainly are. You got the I word and the T word now going back and forth.
Yeah. Oh, and Trump has used the same T word, too. You know, I will say this. We here in the United States, the federal government, the Trump administration, and Congress, we have to look like a bunch of Keystone Cops to other world leaders.
I agree.
And I think this is beginning to look like we're out of control. And I really wish here at some point somebody would write a very good speech for Trump and just say, stop. We've got other things to do. This is becoming a distraction far beyond where it needs to be. And we've got to get on with the business at hand here. So let's all kind of grow up. And I think he needs to include himself, because he does get petulant, you know, when he speaks often, you know, before he gets on a helicopter or an airplane or just walks out in the White House. Into the Rose Garden, for instance. And, you know, the same thing with Pelosi when she says, you know, his family needs to send, you know, step in and do an intervention. I mean, this is all ridiculous. And it, all of us out here are looking back at Washington, D.C. going, you know, we're about sick of all of you. And he doesn't care what side of the aisle
you're on. And you're right about the ridiculous with Nancy Pelosi talking about a cover-up and all that. Because when I heard the word cover-up, the first thing I thought of was the Democrats and what they've been accused of doing. And all this stuff with Saul Alinsky and the Clark Piven strategy. And there's one statement that stands out in my mind that Saul Alinsky had. This was advice that he wrote for all of his followers. He said, and I quote, look in the mirror, whatever you see, whatever you've done, blame it on the other guy. End of quote. That's a direct quote from Saul Alinsky.
Well, we're clearly in a situation here that the United States cannot advance. We're not going to... domestically, we're not going to go anywhere. We're in a standoff. So somebody needs to really take a leadership role, because I mean, we're at a saturation point.
Then on the other hand, we find out about a Breitbart story that was around 2 years ago that surfaced again over the weekend, perhaps in regards to the Liz Cheney comments about Joe Biden being involved in the initial stages of the Trump investigation by the various intelligences and whatnot, that he was apparently a part of that, or at least aware of what was going on. Holy cow.
Well, what the Breitbart article is really about was re-summarizing an article that was done by actually the New York Times, of all sources. And the fact that there was a Obama White House war room. And they felt that it was a very tight circle of people, and they felt that they were not making the traction that they needed to make, so they expanded the circle of friends, if you will, and that included Biden. And so, you know, most everybody outside the Beltway doesn't even read the New York Times, so we don't get to, you know, so we don't pay too much attention. But they did, they know the truth. How they necessarily got it all, I don't know.
Somebody leaked it.
Doesn't matter. But they knew the truth, so they can't say they didn't put it out there. But the rest of the media kind of ignored it.
I'm not surprised there. And by the way, we are talking to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Go over there, check out what she has to offer. Sign up for her great daily sit reps that she puts out there, and then you'll find out what she's talking about before she actually talks about it with me. Okay, now, Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots. There's a very fascinating story that has come out. Don't know if it's true or not, but these are legal experts that supposedly are in the know. They're saying that the Kraft warrant and the arrest thereof was related and intended to catch terrorists.
I don't know about the terrorist component, but I do know that there was trafficking. And, you know, I think that the Kraft thing kind of, I mean, I don't think that the law enforcement officials planned on, you know, having Robert Kraft caught up in this snare.
Wouldn't think
but
so.
Let's not forget how many people are smuggled into the United States.
Right.
Or even if they're not smuggled in, that they're brought in under some pretty nefarious conditions,
uh-huh.
and then they become sex slaves.
Yeah.
And that is a big part of what happened in several of these massage parlors in South uh-huh. Florida.
And there were several not only arrested in Florida, but I think also in Texas that were associated to this, were there not?
Well, I don't know about Texas, but
well,
I know
somebody
that,
got arrested.
They were doing a lot of those kind of sting operations uh-huh. around the big events like Super Bowl.
Yep.
But let's also, too, understand that we have got a lot of foreign nationals that come into the United States, especially on the Chinese side,
yep.
that they are operatives, they are spies. And they don't necessarily may know that they're spies. They are told to come here and do A, B, C, D, or E, and they have to report back in like four times a day to their handlers.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, in fact, doing some real damage here to the United States. They go into academia, they go into business. They go into, you know, agriculture sectors, IT sectors.
They go into Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah.
Who the heck was that? That was a spy, right?
Well, yeah. So I would just say, you know, there's a lot of critical thinking that needs to be applied here, because what is really going on that stimulates these kinds of stings and motivates them? The missions are really quite fascinating. And I'm sure that law enforcement didn't plan on, you know, nailing Bob Kraft. Nobody cares.
No, and everything's been dropped against him, so it's like it never happened, I guess. And I'm talking to Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. Finally, an 8.0 earthquake hit Peru. We have had quite a bit of damage done there in the cities, at least. Peru's kind of a, what do you call it, a long, skinny country.
Yeah, and it's not the first. They had a pretty robust one a couple of years ago, too. So they're very earthquake-prone. So I don't know about the damage. I did hear about it, but I don't know what was part of the damage. So far,
I haven't heard about any deaths. The last time around, we had buildings imploded on people and people trapped, and there was quite a number of deaths and all that. I haven't heard any of that this time.
Correct.
Okay. So what are you writing about today, or are you taking the day off?
I'm taking the day off.
Yay! Okay, well, that means you can enjoy the air conditioning and stay cool on your stool.
Indeed.
All righty. You have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back with a special version of our military and veterans news. And by the way, I'm going to read a letter we got here from John in Salem, Oregon. And John, I hope you're listening. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic leaders in Congress are still discussing impeachment for President Trump. Some say it would be a political pitfall. Others say it's their duty to proceed, and South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham believes House Speaker Pelosi is moving in that direction.
I think that she's going to be driven toward impeachment. If she goes down that road, it will be suicide for the Democratic Party.
California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell worries about the authority that was given to Attorney General William Barr by President Trump to look into the origins of the Russia investigation.
For the President of the United States to instruct the Attorney General to do that, again, it looks like he's using the Attorney General to be, you know, his personal lawyer rather than having the Attorney General look at whether there are still ongoing threats to our country.
Graham and Swalwell appearing on Fox News Sunday.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle flies.
declare. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you've got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. But it's the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. With stars and stripes and the eagle flies. Where the stars and stripes.
That would be the one and only Aaron Tippin with the Stars and Stripes and the Eagles Fly. And again, that's what it's all about today. It's all about honoring those that made and paid the ultimate sacrifice, keeping us free and safe, because this is where we say the Pledge of Allegiance and we use the words under God. And if you don't like it, I don't care. I flat out don't care, because I'm going to say it and mean it. And so is just about everybody listening to this audience. And if you don't like it, time to leave. Time for you to leave. And again, I don't want to get up on my political saturation level here too much, but I'm just going to say this. Today, in honor of all those who have come before me, all those that died in battle, serving all around the world and all the conflicts that we've had, including the Civil War, including the Confederate soldiers whose graves were decorated right along with the Union soldiers and still are today, okay? Get over it, America. Some of you people that think that that's not the right thing to do. A soldier is a soldier. Think about that for a second. And think about what that means to say that. Because most of you, okay, and again, this applies to, and I realize it's a small percentage of people that have served in the military, so I'm only talking to, I'm preaching to the choir in some references. But most of you don't understand what Memorial Day is all about. You still don't get it. And recognizing America's fallen patriots and veterans on Memorial Day is the greatest act of respect that we can do. Now, how should you remember Memorial Day? By respecting and remembering. Pardon me, at 3 o'clock this afternoon, when we're going to take a minute, where I'm going to be at Moss Family Chevrolet, we're going to take a minute, we're going to stop everything we're doing and observe a moment of silence. You betcha. We're going to do it respectfully, because that's when our country officially observes Memorial Day. Now, by the way, the history behind Memorial Day is you'll see many flags at half-staff until 12 noon honoring the dead. And then at 12 noon, the flags will be raised back up to full staff. And that's just a symbolic thing that's been done and recognized. Military bases and federal buildings do that. State buildings, too, anywhere where there's an American flag at a government location, especially military location. But remember, since General George Washington commanded the Continental Army, some 42 million Americans have served under the American flag in one capacity or another. And in the past 243 years, over 1 million American personnel have been killed in defense of the Republic, and another 1.5 million have been wounded. Now, since the first Memorial Day, originally called Decoration Day, took place on May the 30th, 1868, at Arlington National Cemetery, each year, on Memorial Day weekend, we honor all our American patriots who have given the last full measure of devotion in their service to the Republican, a republic, listen to me, so that other Americans, fellow Americans, could live their lives in freedom. And on Memorial Day, we not only honor American combat veterans who gave up their tomorrows, we also honor respectfully veterans who were wounded and other members of the U.S. Armed Forces who were separated from their loved ones for long periods, often going into harm's way and serving in combat. Now, on this Memorial Day weekend, the America's most sacred and cherished patriotic holiday, the nation solemnly pays homage to the thousands of Gold Star families for the loss of their loved ones and the enormity of their sacrifice. And we all know somebody who's lost someone in battle. And this is a day to reach out to them and just say thank you for your son or daughter's sacrifice, whatever the situation may be. Because there's no higher honor than to give your life for your fellow man. And a lot of these brave, brave, brave heroes. And again, I'll tell you again, the people that are the heroes are the ones that didn't come back. They're the ones that died. They came back in a body bag. Or they were buried overseas. They're the heroes. And we know it. And you should know it. They are the ones that are the heroes. It's nice to hear, oh, thank you for your service. You know, Armed Forces Day, this, that, and the other. And Allison, thank you very much for your comments and for understanding what I'm saying. Diane, same to you for the comments that you're giving me. LJ, appreciate your comments up there in Michigan. Hope you're doing well. And by the way, I don't think it's going to do any bad. Well, I don't know. It says there's fog up there in the area, so who knows. And to my buddy Jeff and Bill and John and gosh, all the different guys that that we know that hang with us there, the Captain's Army, we appreciate each and every one of you, and we all remember our buddies and our pals, the ones we left behind. And I've still got three of my guys that I still remember, and this is the day when it all comes back, that are POW/MIA to this day. I still have no idea what happened to three of my fellow troopers, fellow members of my LERP outfit, that were, I guess, captured, because there's no sign of them. There has been no sign of them. So I guess that's what happened. So until they come home, it's not over. Until they come home, one way or the other, we need to know what happened to our POW/MIAs. And hopefully someday, we will know. They owe us that much. All right. I'll be right back. Chris Marcus, he's got the day off, so we're going to do another Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song with that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Driving here, I peep, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, Rooster Cruiser with Ray Carlisle, and that brings us into the truckers segment of the program here, the Highway and Byway Report. And let's get right to it because we've got some bad weather to talk about again. You know, the areas that have been getting the severe thunderstorms and the flooding and the tornadoes and all that stuff, well, still going on, sorry to report. Now, let me just read the statement here, first of all. A moderate risk of severe thunderstorms is in place tonight and all day today for the threat of widespread damaging thunderstorms with high wind gusts, with large hail, some tornadoes across the southern and central high plains. That would include north central Texas, Amarillo, all the way up through Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, up into Kansas, about halfway across Kansas, the western part of Missouri, certainly the southeastern part of Nebraska, and the southwestern part of Iowa, where all of that will be in play. Also, flood warnings, flood watches, rain all through that area, heavy at times. Rain also up into the western and northwestern part of Nebraska. We've got flood watches and warnings in South Dakota for heavy rain up there. Where it snowed up there in Rapid City, it's now raining. Rain also in the northeastern part of Wyoming. Again, they had snow there last week. Snow will be melting, so they got some flood watches there. However, the western part, northwestern part of Wyoming tonight, you've got a winter storm warning up there at the northern end of Yosemite National Park, so be advised. Chains and all that. And coming up the two lane out of Fort Collins, if you're going up towards Laramie, when you get up on top of the rock, you're going to have some snow to contend with right there, pardon me, in Wyoming, out of Colorado, dropping down into Laramie. You got high winds to the western part tonight of Colorado, west of I-25, and northeastern part of New Mexico. You've got some winds with some projected showers in the area through Four Corners. You've also got out in California, you're going to love this one, snowing in California. They'll be skiing until September, it looks like. But anyway, you've got everything above 5,500 feet going to be measured in several inches of snow. You get up above 5,500 to around 6,500, 7,000 feet. They're working on their second or third foot of snow right now since last week. So there you go. And that's pretty much the way it's looking right now, except for way, way, way up in Maine tonight. We've got some freeze warnings up there and frost in the northern part of Maine and the extreme northern part of New Hampshire. Well, joining us right now, a surprise caller because she was on assignment, but of course she listens to her radio when she's doing what she's doing. We got Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo, what's up?
Hi, Captain, and hi, everybody. Well, I promise I'll not cry. I've done enough of that. Well, yeah, Memorial Day, all holidays are busy for prayer intercessors because you just get everybody that's all upset, you know. And by the way, fire alarms were actually going off in here for 4 hours yesterday, and people were mad.
Fire alarms?
Yeah, they were checking all of the. And while I couldn't come in here, even then, people were mad because I couldn't get to my phone. I've never seen anything like it. But anyway, yes, this Memorial Day, everybody, including me, and I know everybody knows somebody's lost someone, and it's a very emotional weekend for me, for many of you. And Captain, you mentioned also the POW MIAs. That always has bothered me.
I'll never forget them as long as I live.
Me neither. It's always been a point that closure, people need closure. But there's one sentence, and by the way, I did hear the Saturday show, which I commended the captain for, that hero song. They are the heroes. They are the heroes, the ones that gave their lives, absolutely, by Bobby Palermo. That's always been my favorite song of his. But there's a sentence in the Bible that probably is my very favorite. Many of you have heard me say it in these few years, and it would apply for now, for sure. Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for others.
Yep.
And I would say that pretty much sums it up, and as a grateful person who loves my country and loves all of you, who, even those of you, some of you came back alive, so it wasn't your time. But you know what? God bless every one of you, all of you in military, you first responders, you who are out there, like the captain. I mean, the things he's done, I wouldn't even take a chance doing, almost losing his life many times. I won't let me tell his story, but I want to do it again because...
No.
I know, he won't let me. But anyway, you could get it probably on the air. Anyway, truthfully, if you knew what the captain, because a lot of you are new on this show, you don't even know me, he has been through everything and back. And I'll tell you, that's why he can carry a show like this. He's been there. You know when somebody's sincere or not. And I tell you, I'm a very emotional person. I'm a passionate person. God made me that way. It's in my DNA. I don't think I could be an intercessor if I didn't feel anything. What the heck would that be? But yesterday, whoa, it was just too much. I mean, yeah, they were checking every single, 4 hours we had the firearms. And then people get mad at me because I couldn't. I can't always get to my phone right away, but I try to very much so. I try to answer things. I try to pray for you. By the way, I'm going off in a second. If you ever need prayer, because there's hundreds of new people on tonight, if not, I'm getting there are many new ones. All you have to do is ask the captain. You don't have to even go on air with it. I don't air anything unless you want me to. And he will get your name to me, and you will be prayed for, especially on Saturday nights. We have no radio on. And that's when I really go into deep prayer. And I take it seriously. I take it very seriously. If I didn't, God would probably get me. But anyway, God bless you all on this day. Don't forget, I agree with the captain. It doesn't hurt to take a minute or so at 3 o'clock to just,
yep.
You know, whatever you do, just stand still, be still, and silently. You don't have to say anything out loud. Just silently say thank you. Thank you for all those. Because, again, the most important verse in the Bible at this time to me that covers it is, greater love has no man than this, that he or she lay down their life for others. And these are the ones that did, and a lot of first responders too. So thank you all. Thanks, Captain, for letting me in there. I didn't really know I'd even make it on tonight. I try when, you know, I don't miss too many nights, but this was a very difficult weekend for me too. But we're gonna have a great week ahead. God bless you, and God bless the greatest nation on earth, and that is the United States of America. And thank you for all the heroes. Thank you so much, Captain. God bless America.
All righty, and that's Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and she'll be on again regular tomorrow. Yeah, tonight, late. Tonight in her next segment. I'm glad she took time out of her busy schedule, pardon me, schedule, because I know she was involved with some other things there. Normally on a holiday, she takes the day off to do other things related to what she does, and I know that's what she was doing. And I appreciate her coming on and just saying a few words for the folks. Now, you know, today, May the 27th, 2019, is Memorial Day, and coming on top of the hour, we're going to have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. He's going to tell us about some reflections that he has about Memorial Day, and we're going to hear from him because he's taking the place. Frank Silvato has the day off because he had somewhere that he had to go. So Ron will be on, and we'll be talking about some things with Ron that I'm sure you'll want to hear, because today is a remembrance of those who aren't alive to tell their story, and we're trying to tell a little bit of it for them. And in this next hour, you'll hear some things that you probably haven't heard before. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.